worry about anything but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for listening today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us to begin with in the book of Psalms, Psalm 112, beginning at verse 1. Praise the Lord. Blessed is the man who fears the Lord, who delights greatly in his commandments. His descendants will be mighty on earth. The generation of the upright will be blessed. Wealth and riches will be in his house, and his righteousness endures forever. Unto the upright there arises light in the darkness. He is gracious and full of compassion and righteous. A good man deals graciously and lends. He will guide his affairs with discretion. Surely he will never be shaken. The righteous will be in everlasting remembrance. He will not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is steadfast, trusting in the Lord. His heart is established. He will not be afraid until he sees his desire upon his enemies. He is dispersed abroad. He is given to the poor. His righteousness endures forever. His horn will be exalted with honor. The wicked will see it and be grieved. He will gnash his teeth and melt away. The desire of the wicked shall perish. All of Psalm 112. Thank you once again, Father, for the wonderful gift of your word. Thank you for the many ways your word blesses us, empowers us, guides us, counsels us, molds and shapes us to become more and more like you. With every passing day, Lord, help us more so to fall in love with you and with your word, and empower every one of us to become much more faithful hearers and doers of your word. We thank you for the wonderful gift of your word. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Isaac Jackson, our producer, is going to lead us in prayer at this time.
Heavenly Father, thank you so much for these moments. And Heavenly Father, thank you so much that we can come and just listen to your scripture. Heavenly Father, thank you so much that we can come and seek your presence and seek what you have to say. And thank you so much for having so much for us to grow in. Heavenly Father, thank you so much that we can look to the grace and mercy of Jesus as we seek to love after the way that you have loved us. And so help us, Father, to love our neighbor as you have loved us. In your holy name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Isaac. And thank you again for being a part of our listening family. Well, we're continuing to invite all of our listeners to pray much for our pregnancy banquet that does take place tonight. We appreciate all the those that have prayed thus far for us. It will, again, it's the Pregnancy Care and Hope Center banquet, and it's going to happen at North Greenwood Baptist Church in Greenwood, Mississippi. And our speaker will be Abraham Hamilton III, of course, part of our AFR family here at American Family Radio. He'll be speaking for the event. It's from 6 to 8 p.m. Tonight. Again, please pray much for the Lord to mightily anoint this event and prosper it spiritually and financially. So your prayers are very much appreciated. Also, as we normally do, we often will share discipleship articles and blogs that will help and are meant to help and encourage you in your walk with the Lord, and also to be tools that you can use for the discipleship of your own family, and tools you can forward and share by way of email with family, friends, co-workers, saved and unsaved individuals as well. So we're going to share an article by the title, and of course these can be found on the AFA stand at afa.net. Again, the AFA stand. This article is entitled, A Skilled Warrior and His Sword. Again, A Skilled Warrior and His Sword. 1 Samuel chapter 17, verses 50 to 51. See ya. Excuse me, the first scripture we're going to share is from Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. For the word of God is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword, and piercing as far as the division of soul and spirit, of both joints and marrow, and is able to judge the thoughts and intentions of the heart. Again, Hebrews 4, 12. Then Ephesians chapter 6, verses 17 and 18. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. With all prayer and petition, pray at all times in the Spirit. And with this in view, be on the alert with all perseverance and petition for all the saints. Again, Ephesians 6, 17 and 18. And then 1 Samuel chapter 17, verses 50 and 51. Thus David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and a stone, and he struck the Philistine and killed him. But there was no sword in David's hand. Then David ran and stood over the Philistine and took his sword and drew it out of its sheath and killed him and cut off his head with it. When the Philistines saw that their champion was dead, they fled. Again, 1 Samuel 17, verses 50 to 51. Every disciple of Jesus Christ would be wise to strive to become a kingdom warrior. A kingdom warrior is a disciple of Christ who skillfully puts the word of God, the sword of the Spirit, to work every day of his or her life. We live in a world where all people everywhere are facing intense spiritual warfare every single day in our lives. We face it at home, at school, at work, in public, everywhere we go. We see it in the news about our government, in our culture, and all across the world. What if people say that they don't want to be involved in spiritual warfare? And what if a given person says they don't want to have anything to do with spiritual warfare? Well, the reality is none of us have a choice in the matter. Like civilians who happen to live in a war-torn land, war has come to us, like it or not. Since we have no choice but to face spiritual warfare in our lives, then let's face it head on. We can live like civilians and just be victims of the killing, abuse, problems, and difficulties of war. Or we can choose to become well-equipped soldiers and warriors trained for spiritual warfare and battle. Hopefully, all believers want to become warriors in God's kingdom. With God as the supreme authority, who wouldn't want to follow him into battle? The most powerful weapon in the world is the Word of God, the sword of the Spirit. And here are seven ways we can put the Word of God, the sword of the Spirit, to work in our lives and in our world. And as we do, we can become mighty men and women of God who know how to win battles in life. Here are those seven ways to use the Word of God daily. We can read it, hear it, believe it, speak it, obey it, pray it, and meditate on it. Again, seven different ways to use the Word of God every day of our lives. Consider the following. The written Word of God is a book of faith. From Genesis to Revelation, we're called to hear, believe, and obey the Word of God. If we hear the Word of God but don't obey it, we deceive ourselves. See James chapter 1, verse 22. The Word of God is a book of truth, yet truth is always meant to be learned and applied. We're to read the Word of God and act like it's true because, of course, it is. We will not receive the blessing and benefits of the Word of God when we fail to obey it and act on it. One example of a very fruitful way to put God's Word to work in our lives daily is by praying the Word of God. Here's an example of doing just that. Here's Psalm 91. Thank you, Lord, for all those that are part of our listening family, and thank you for all those persons we've lifted up in prayer today. Today we dwell in the secret place of the Most High, and so we abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Today we say of the Lord, you are our refuge and our fortress. Our God, in you do we trust. Surely you deliver us from the fowler's snare and from the noisome pestilence. You cover us with your feathers, and under your wings do we trust. Your truth is our shield and buckler. And so we are not afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor for the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at our side and 10,000 at our right hand, but it shall not come near us. Only with our eyes shall we look and see the reward of the wicked. Because we have made the Lord our refuge, even the Most High our habitation, no evil will befall us, neither shall any plague come near our dwelling. For you give your angels charge over us to keep us in all our ways. They bear us up in their hands, lest we dash our foot against a stone. We tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent. We trample underfoot, because we have set our love upon you. Therefore you deliver us. You set us on high because we have known your name. We call upon you and you answer us. You're with us in trouble. You deliver us and honor us. With long life you satisfy us and show us your salvation. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. We are all called to be mighty warriors in the army of God. Our main weapon is the Word of God, also known as the sword of the Spirit. See Ephesians 6, verses 10 to 20. Let's be wise enough to take our sword, the powerful Word of God, into battle every single day of our lives, putting it to use tremendously. And let's be wise enough to use the Word of God strategically, skillfully, and aggressively. This is how we can walk in victory every single day of our lives. Again, the title of that article, A Skilled Warrior and His Sword. If you'd like to get a copy, simply email us at joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. We'd be glad to get a copy to you. Then an additional article we want to share briefly is entitled Life, Pregnancy, and Motherhood. Again, Life, Pregnancy, and Motherhood. 1 Samuel chapter 1, verses 27 and 28. For this child I prayed, and the Lord has granted me my petition, which I asked of him. Therefore I also have lent him to the Lord. As long as he lives, he shall be lent to the Lord. So they worshiped the Lord there. Three unique stories of life, pregnancy, and motherhood are found in the Word of God under very unique and interesting circumstances. Hannah, Elizabeth, and Mary are three women from the Old or New Testaments of the Bible who each became mothers through unique circumstances. The story of Hannah is found in 1 Samuel chapters 1 and 2. Hannah was a young wife who had a great desire to be the mother of a little boy. She was barren until after praying and committing her son to the Lord, and the Lord blessed her to conceive and birth a son as she had prayed. Elizabeth's story is found in Luke chapter 1. Elizabeth and her husband Zechariah had prayed for a child apparently for a long time, and after many years, the Lord blessed them with a son. When she did become pregnant, it was at an age that people would clearly consider her pregnancy as miraculous. And then Mary was a young virgin who was betrothed to a man named Joseph. Her story is found largely in Matthew chapters 1 and 2 and Luke chapters 1 and 2. Yet before the consummation of their marriage, the angel of the Lord appeared to her and announced that she would be the mother of the Messiah. She was soon found to be with child by the overshadowing of the Holy Spirit of God before she was married. In Luke chapter 1, Mary responded by giving God great praise and thanksgiving for the blessing and honor of this responsibility. There were other women in Scripture who longed to be mothers or treasured being a mother: Sarah, Rebecca, Rachel, and Leah, to name a few. A question that one might ask is this: why does any woman wish to be a mother? Mothers typically have to give so much of themselves to one or more children. They will typically sacrifice much of their time, strength, and attention for their children. Obviously, during pregnancy, there can be much discomfort, inconvenience, and sacrifice by the mother very often in order to see to it that in order to see after the well-being of the baby. Her child during and after pregnancy will be the focus of much of her time, attention, and energy. And this may be true for around 18 years or so of her life just to begin with. It seems that sacrificial giving of oneself is just part of being a mother. Interestingly, though, Naomi in the book of Ruth speaks of her daughters-in-law finding, quote-unquote, rest each in the house of a husband, Ruth chapter 1, verse 9. Well, one could ask, since when does a mother find, quote-unquote, rest in her home with a husband and a number of children? It seems that Naomi is not so much talking about rest for her physical body. She's referring to rest as in a sense of fulfillment and contentment as a wife and mother of children. And there's definitely a sense of fulfillment for many women when they are blessed with certain gifts that only God can give them. Some of those gifts are marriage, pregnancy, and motherhood. We can pick up there on the other side. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We'll be right back.
Table for you. So glad you made it. So nice to see you. In case you didn't expectations. I just want to be with you.
Music of Forever Jones with You Are Welcome. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. We'll be sharing from an article entitled Life, Pregnancy, and Motherhood, picking up close to where we left off. Interestingly, though, Naomi in the Book of Ruth speaks of her daughters-in-law of finding rest each in the house of a husband. Ruth chapter 1, verse 9. Well, the question can be asked, since when does a mother find, quote-unquote, rest in her home with a husband and a number of children? It seems that Naomi was not so much talking about rest for her physical body. She's referring to rest as in a sense of fulfillment and contentment as a wife and mother of children. And there's definitely a sense of fulfillment for many women when they're blessed with certain gifts that only God can give. Some of those gifts are marriage, pregnancy, and motherhood. Without question, we see in God's word that many women longed to bear children, longed to be mothers, and often desired to have an abundance of children. See Genesis chapter 29 and 30. Tragically, we live in a world and culture where many do not value these precious gifts from God. Sadly, some people don't seem to place much value on them, sadly, at all. In fact, some people would say that pregnancy and motherhood are a burden and an inconvenience. People who support abortion will often have and encourage this kind of attitude. Abortion is a major tragedy that is at war with the reality of pregnancy and motherhood. It strikes against almost everything that is life, including pregnancy and motherhood. It destroys pregnancy along with the baby. Sadly, sometimes, physically, emotionally, or otherwise, it may destroy the mother as well. Why would anyone be unwise enough to destroy that which God creates? There are so many women who long to be pregnant and have a baby, but have not been able to do so in their life. Certainly, there are many women who are mothers through adoption, which is certainly a wonderful thing. Becoming a mother through adoption is also a gift from God. As we take time to pray and honor our mothers, let's also take time to honor and thank God who gave us mothers. And may we also recognize, honor, and cherish the gifts God has entrusted to mothers. Life, pregnancy, and motherhood. Again, the title of that article, Life, Pregnancy, and Motherhood. If you'd like to get copies of this and or the other article that we shared. Again, the first article is entitled, A Skilled Warrior and His Sword. In the second article, Life, Pregnancy, and Motherhood. Simply email us at joseph@afr.net, and we'll be glad to get copies to you. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. We pick up now reading through the Word of God in the book of Psalms. Psalm 64, beginning at verse 1. Hear my voice, O God, in my meditation. Preserve my life from fear of the enemy. Hide me from the secret plots of the wicked, from the rebellion of the workers of iniquity, who sharpen their tongue like a sword and bend their bows to shoot their arrows, bitter words, that they may shoot in secret at the blameless. Suddenly they shoot at him and do not fear. They encourage themselves in an evil matter. They talk of laying snares secretly. They say, who will see them? They devise iniquities. They have perfected a shrewd scheme. Both the inward thought and the heart of man are deep. But God shall shoot at them with an arrow. Suddenly they shall be wounded. So he will make them stumble over their own tongue. All who see them shall flee away. All men shall fear and shall declare the work of God, for they shall wisely consider his doing. The righteous shall be glad in the Lord and trust in him, and all the upright in heart shall glory. Psalm 65. Praise is awaiting you, O God in Zion, and to you the vow shall be performed. O you who hear prayer, to you all flesh will come. Iniquities prevail against me. As for our transgressions, you will provide atonement for them. Blessed is the man you choose and cause to approach you, that he may dwell in your courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of your house, of your holy temple. By awesome deeds in righteousness, you will answer us, O God of our salvation, you who are the confidence of all the ends of the earth and of the far-off seas, who established the mountains by his strength, being clothed with power. You will still the noise of the seas, the noise of their waves, and the tumult of the peoples. They also who dwell in the farthest parts are afraid of your signs. You make the outgoings of the morning and evening rejoice. You visit the earth and water it. You greatly enrich it. The river of God is full of water. You provide their grain. For so you have prepared it. You water its ridges abundantly. You settle its furrows. You make it soft with showers. You bless its growth. You crown the year with your goodness, and your paths drip with abundance. They drop on the pastures of the wilderness, and the little hills rejoice on every side. The pastures are clothed with flocks. The valleys also are covered with grain. They shout for joy. They also sing. Psalm 66. Make a joyful shout to God, all the earth. Sing out the honor of his name. Make his praise glorious. Say to God, how awesome are your works. Through the greatness of your power, your enemies shall submit themselves to you. All the earth shall worship you and sing praises to you. They shall sing praises to your name, Selah. Come and see the works of God. He is awesome in his doing toward the sons of men. He turned the sea into dry land. They went through the river on foot. There we will rejoice in him. He rules by his power forever. His eyes observe the nations. Do not let the rebellious exalt themselves. Selah. Oh, bless our God, you peoples, and make the voice of his praise to be heard, who keeps our soul among the living and does not allow our feet to be moved. For you, O God, have tested us. You have refined us as silver is refined. You brought us into the net. You laid affliction on our backs. You have caused men to ride over our heads. We went through fire and through water, but you brought us out to rich fulfillment. I will go into your house with burnt offerings. I will pay you my vows, which my lips have uttered and my mouth has spoken when I was in trouble. I will offer you burnt sacrifices of fat animals with the sweet aroma of rams. I will offer bulls with goats. Selah. Come and hear, all you who fear God, and I will declare what he has done for my soul. I cried to him with my mouth, and he was extolled with my tongue. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear, but certainly God has heard me. He has attended to the voice of my prayer. Blessed be God, blessed be God, who has not turned away my prayer, nor his mercy from me. Psalm 67. God, be merciful to us and bless us. Reading that again. God, be merciful to us and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. That your way may be known on earth, your salvation among all nations. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Oh, let the nations be glad and sing for joy. For you shall judge the people righteously and govern the nations on earth. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Then the earth shall yield her increase. God, our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. Psalm 68. Let God arise, let his enemies be scattered. Let those also who hate him flee before him. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As wax melts before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of God. But let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Yes, let them rejoice exceedingly. Sing to God, sing praises to his name. Extol him who rides on the clouds by his name, Yah, and rejoice before him. A father of the fatherless, a defender of widows, is God in his holy habitation. God sets the solitary in families. He brings out those who are bound into prosperity, but the rebellious dwell in a dry land. O God, when you went out before your people, when you marched through the wilderness, Selah, the earth shook. The heavens also dropped rain at the presence of God. Sinai itself was moved at the presence of God, the God of Israel. You, O God, sent a plentiful rain, whereby you confirmed your inheritance when it was weary. Your congregation dwelt in it. You, O God, provided from your goodness for the poor. The Lord gave the word. Great was the company of those who proclaimed it. Kings of armies flee. They flee. And she who remains at home divides the spoil. Though you lie down among the sheepfolds, you will be like the wings of a dove covered with silver, and her features with yellow gold. When the Almighty scattered kings in it, it was white as snow in Zalmon. A mountain of God is the mountain of Bashan. A mountain of many peaks is the mountain of Bashan. Why do you fume with envy, you mountains of many peaks? This is the mountain which God desires to dwell in. Yes, the Lord will dwell in it forever. The chariots of God are 20,000. Even thousands of thousands. The Lord is among them as in Sinai, in the holy place. You have ascended on high. You have led captivity captive. You have received gifts among men, even from the rebellious, that the Lord God might dwell there. Verses 1 through 18, Psalm 68. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession as we've been reading through the Word of God. We'll be right back.
Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Holy, holy. awestruck wonder at the mention of your name. Jesus, your name is power.
Music of Phillips, Craig, and Dean with Revelation Song. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Just a reminder to every single listener that's listening, when we read and meditate on the Word of God, it literally pours grace, peace, power, strength, and encouragement into our hearts, our minds, our lives. So having the habit of reading at least 3 chapters in your Bible every day is a wonderful habit. Today is a great day to start that habit if you don't have it already. And of course, if 3 chapters isn't enough for you, wonderful. You can't get too much grace. So reading it daily, 3 chapters plus, is a very good thing to do. We pick up now in the New Testament reading in the Gospel of Luke, Luke chapter 9, beginning at verse 1. Then he called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all demons and to cure diseases. He sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. And he said to them, take nothing for the journey, neither staffs nor bag, nor bread nor money, and do not have 2 tunics apiece. Whatever house you enter, stay there and from there depart. And whoever will not receive you, when you go out of that city, shake off the very dust from your feet as a testimony against them. So they departed and went through the towns, preaching the gospel and healing everywhere. Now Herod the Tetrarch heard of all that was done by him, and he was perplexed, because it was said by some that John had risen from the dead, and by some that Elijah had appeared, and by others that one of the old prophets had risen again. Herod said, John I have beheaded, but who is this of whom I hear such things? So he sought to see him. And the apostles, when they had returned, told him all that they had done. Then he took them and went aside privately into a deserted place belonging to the city called Bethsaida. But when the multitudes knew it, they followed him, and he received them and spoke to them about the kingdom of God and healed those who had need of healing. When the day began to wear away, the 12 came and said to him, send the multitude away, that they may go into the surrounding towns and country and lodge and get provisions, for we are in a deserted place here. But he said to them, you give them something to eat. And they said, we have no more than 5 loaves and 2 fish, unless we go and buy food for all these people. For there were about 5,000 men. Then he said to his disciples, make them sit down in groups of 50. And they did so and made them all sit down. Then he took the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, and looking up to heaven, he blessed and broke them, and gave them to the disciples to set before the multitude. So they all ate and were filled, and 12 baskets of the leftover fragments were taken up by them. And it happened, as he was alone praying, that his disciples joined him, and he asked them, saying, who do the crowd say that I am? So they answered and said, John the Baptist, but some say Elijah, and others say that one of the old prophets has risen again. He said to them, but who do you say that I am? Peter answered and said, the Christ of God. And he strictly warned and commanded them to tell this to no one, saying, the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed and be raised the third day. Then he said to them all, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. For what profit is it to a man if he gains the whole world and is himself destroyed or lost? For whoever is ashamed of me and my words, of him the Son of Man will be ashamed when he comes in his own glory and in his Father's and of the holy angels. But I tell you truly, there are some standing here who shall not taste death till they see the kingdom of God. Now it came to pass, about 8 days after these sayings, that he took Peter, John, and James, and went up on the mountain to pray. As he prayed, the appearance of his face was altered, and his robe became white and glistening. And behold, two men talked with him, who were Moses and Elijah, who appeared in glory and spoke of his decease, which he was about to accomplish at Jerusalem. But Peter and those with him were heavy with sleep. And when they were fully awake, they saw his glory and the two men who stood with him. Then it happened, as they were parting from him, that Peter said to Jesus, Master, it is good for us to be here, and let us make three tabernacles, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah, not knowing what he said. While he was saying this, a cloud came and overshadowed them, and they were fearful as they entered the cloud. And a voice came out of the cloud saying, This is my beloved Son. Hear him. When the voice had ceased, Jesus was found alone, but they kept quiet and told no one in those days any of the things they had seen. Now it happened on the next day, when they had come down from the mountain, that a great multitude met him. Suddenly a man from the multitude cried out, saying, Teacher, I implore you, look on my son, for he is my only child. And behold, a spirit seizes him, and he suddenly cries out. It convulses him so that he foams at the mouth, and it departs from him with great difficulty, bruising him. So I implored your disciples to cast it out, but they could not. Then Jesus answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you and bear with you and bear with you? Bring your son here. And as he was still coming, the demon threw him down and convulsed him. Then Jesus rebuked the unclean spirit, healed the child, and gave him back to his father. And they were all amazed at the majesty of God. But while everyone marveled at all the things which Jesus said, he said to his disciples, Let these words sink down into your ears, for the Son of Man is about to be betrayed into the hands of men. But they did not understand this saying, and it was hidden from them so that they did not perceive it, and they were afraid to ask him about this saying. Then a dispute arose among them as to which of them would be greatest. And Jesus, perceiving the thought of their heart, took a little child and set him by him, and said to them, Whoever receives this little child in my name receives me, and whoever receives me receives him who sent me. For he who is least among you will be great. Now John answered and said, Master, we saw someone casting out demons in your name, and we forbade him because he does not follow with us. But Jesus said to him, Do not forbid him, for he who is not against us is on our side. verses 1 through 50, Luke chapter 9. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. We appreciate you being a part of our listening family. Father, thank you again for all those that make up our listening family. Thank you for us, Lord, as the church. And thank you for us as a nation. Lord, help us as the church and as a nation to put you first. Help us, Lord, to make no graven images. Help us, Lord, to not take your name in vain. Help us, Lord, to remember the Sabbath day, to keep it holy. Help us, Lord, to honor our fathers and our mothers. Help us to not murder. Help us to not commit adultery. Help us to not steal. Help us to tell the truth. Help us to not covet. In Jesus' name we do pray. And Father, thank you, Lord, for all those we've prayed for today, and thank you for all those that make up our listening family. Bless each and every one of us and each of our prayer lives. Indeed, expand our territories. Cause your hand to be mightily upon us. Keep us from evil that we may not cause pain. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thank you for listening to the Hour of Intercession, as we usually do before we end the broadcast. If you are listening today and you have never made Jesus Christ the Lord and Savior of your life, you've never asked him to come into your heart to save you, to make you brand new, and to give you eternal life, today is a good day to receive Christ and to be saved. If you wish to make that step in your life, would you from your heart pray this prayer with us right now? Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me so much. You came into the world a long time ago. You lived. You died on the cross to pay for all my sins and all the wrongs I've ever done. 3 days later, you rose up from the dead so that I could be saved. Lord, I confess, I've sinned and done wrong in many, many ways. By faith, Lord, I repent and I turn from all the wrong I've done. Forgive me, Lord, for the wrong things that I've done. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord and Savior. In the Word of God, you told us, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Today, Lord, I'm calling on your name. Lord, save me. Fill me with your Spirit. Help me to follow you all my life. Help me, Lord, to read your word daily. Help me, Lord, to pray daily. Help me, Lord, to obey you daily. Thank you for hearing my prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, if you prayed and gave your life to Christ, we're wanting to be in touch with you. We'd like to connect with you. Once again, my email is joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. Please email us, and we'd like to send to you some literature and resource materials that will help you to begin to grow and grow strong and vibrant in your new walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. Please get in touch again. That email, joseph@afr.net. If you're wanting copies of either of the articles that we shared earlier, again, the two titles are A Skilled Warrior and His Sword, and the second article entitled Life, Pregnancy, and Motherhood. Same email, joseph@afr.net. We'll be glad to get one or both of them to you. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.